In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So, last Sunday, I told you all that I tend not to preach too much about my children anymore. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mr. Tony. He made this. That's right. So, she's beginning to drive, which has added a few more gray hairs in my goatee and a little bit in my head there. So, she's beginning to drive, and she'll be 16, and she'll be driving on her own. And it's really interesting because a lot of her friends are already driving. So like with Nicholas, you know, watching someone come and pick up your daughter who is very young and driving off with her is kind of a surreal thing, right? It makes you a little bit nervous. But it's all a part of life, I keep telling myself. It's all a part of life because the whole idea is that as parents, what we've tried to do is get our children ready to do just what Vasilia is getting ready to do, to leave, right? We are getting her ready to be able to go out into the world, and having a driver's license and an automobile is all part of that. She's beginning to go out into the world on her own, and with that means she has some responsibility. Vasilia has to make some choices in life, and sometimes I'm confident that my middle child will make some really good choices, and I'm also confident that my middle child will make some poor choices, because that's what all of us have done. But what Presutera and I have tried to do is to make sure that she understands. Whatever the choices she makes, whether they're good or bad, whatever happens, she has a place to come back to. She has a foundation, and she has people who are waiting for her, right? And that, I think, is most important as we prepare our children to leave. And that, my friends and my family, is what today's parable is all about as well. Today's parable is not so much about a son or his brother, but it's really about one person. It's about the father and his great love for his children. It's about a dad who is waiting for his youngest son to come home. And when he doesn't yell at him, he doesn't scold him, but he opens his arms, he hugs him, and he puts new clothes on him and welcomes him back. This, my friends and my family in Christ, is exactly what our Lord wants for us as well. So today it's important for us, as we're getting closer and closer to Lent, to start thinking about where are we in terms of our relationship with Christ, and what is it that we need to do to get a little bit closer. So we're reading from the 15th chapter of Luke. And it's interesting, if you have time, go back and look at that chapter, because our Lord is talking about one very important thing. He's talking about people that are far away and their need to come back. The chapter begins with the Pharisees upset because our Lord is eating with people who are not desirable, right? He's eating with these tax collectors, these other people, so they get a little upset. So then he tells three different parables. The first parable is about lost sheep, right? I think we remember that one. The second parable is about a woman who finds a coin that was lost. And the third parable is the one we heard today. Each of those parables are reminders that what God wants most is for those who are lost to be found. And today we're reminded that he is waiting for those who are lost. So our parable begins telling us who this man is. He's a father and he has two sons. As we know, the youngest one decides that he wants his inheritance. Now, if someone asks for their inheritance before someone dies, is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a bad thing. Yeah, it's really bad, right? It's pretty mean. It's basically saying that you want nothing to do with that person who is still alive, that you want to separate yourself from him. The father has a choice. What is he going to do? And he ends up giving that child what is his. And then the child decides that he's going to leave. And he says he goes off into a far-off country. Remember that. He goes off into this far-off country, and he squanders everything that he has. And once he's lost everything, he's feeding pigs, which basically means he's hit rock bottom. And while he's feeding these pigs, and he's starving, right? And the scripture tells us that he would gladly have eaten on the food that he was giving to these pigs. He, all of a sudden, it says, he came to himself. He came to himself, and then he had this dialogue that he's going to go back and tell his father all the mistakes that he's made. I want us to pause for a minute and think about this, because it's important for all of us to remember that each and every one of us is, at one time or maybe now, the prodigal son. all of us have taken what the Father has given us and gone to a far-off land. That far-off land basically means distant, distance from God the Father. It means turning away from Him. It means sinning. At one time or another, we have all done this, and many of us might still be doing it. But the idea is that like Him, we have to come to ourselves. And this is the time to do that. Our Lenten experience is all about realizing that we have made some mistakes. It's all about realizing that we have maybe gone to a far-off country. It's all about realizing that the road I'm on right now might not be the best one for me, and I have to do something about it. And just like the prodigal, we have to come back. My favorite part of this story is where the prodigal son is coming back and the father sees him on the horizon. What does that tell you? It tells you that every single day while that little boy was gone, every single day his father went out and he looked. Every single day he went out and he looked to see, is his son coming home? And when he finally does come home, what does he do? He runs out to him. You want to run out to me? No. He runs out to him, right? And he grabs him and he hugs him. And he throws clothes on him, and he does not even allow this boy to get through his whole spiel that he was going to give. Instead, he brings him home, and he kills the fatted calf, and they have a party. This, my friends and my family, is what all of us have to remember. Our God is above all else a God of love. Our God is above all else a God of mercy. And what He wants above anything else is for all of us to realize where we are. And if we are far away or a little bit far away, wherever we are, that there's always a chance. There's always a chance to come home. So today, as we continue with this liturgy, I ask all of you to think about where you are with your relationship with Christ. Have you gone into a distant land? Is there more that you can do? Remember that our God is a God who waits, and He waits for us all to come back. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.